within the time and within your own sankalpa that you have made, how you want to celebrate, what you want to achieve, what you want to experience, all that with hope that going very well. So once again, welcome on the third day of Navratri. We will be invoking the presence of third manifestation of Navadurga, nine forms of her. So today's form is Chandra Ghanta. Chandra, C-H-A-N-D-R-A, Chandra, the moon. Ghanta, the bell. Like you ring the bell at the temple or even in the Christmas time, that kind of bell. So Chandra is the half moon crescent moon, half crescent moon situated on her forehead, seems like, looks like as though it's a bell of the temple or at the temple. That is how her name became Chandra Ghanta. Lot of meanings, especially today's life, what we can understand, what we can learn from that rupa, from that manifestation. So before we do that, let's meditate for a few minutes here. This is a guided meditation, those who are new, those who are not in the tradition. So guided meditation is that I'm not telling you what to do in terms of experience, but simply to follow the voice, mainly methodical relaxation that we go along with head to toes, toes to head. And my voice will help you for your mind to wander off. So you will bring back your mind the moment you hear me relax, the moment you hear me bring your awareness back to the breath or watch your breath. So that's called guided meditation. So let me guide you through a relaxation meditation for a few minutes and then we'll start talking. And after end of the meditation, we do the prayers. The prayers are meant to invoke a collective consciousness in all of us, so that everybody's minds are connected. So everybody's minds, when are connected to the universal mind, then we create a collective effort to draw the energy, and we get benefits of that collective energy that we have built with the philosophy of this celebration of Navaratri, nine nights of Mother Divine. So let's meditate for a moment. So close your eyes here. Try to sit straight with your spinal column erect. Head, neck, and trunk in a straight line, if you can, eyes gently closed. Make yourself comfortable in the position that you are in. And then bring your awareness to the place, to the space where you are. And then be aware of only the space that your body is occupying. Let go of all your concerns. Let go of all your worries for a moment. Allow yourself to experience the meditation. Therefore, leave all of your concerns aside for a few minutes. Withdraw the mind from all other times and places. Withdraw the mind from all other times, from all other places. Be here and now. Dwell in this very momentum in time. Feel the presence of your being that you are here. Then you gently relax your forehead, relax your face, Relax your neck and throat, shoulders and your arms. Gently relax your chest, stomach, abdomen. Relax the base of your spinal column. Relax your abdomen area, thighs, knees, calf muscles, ankles, feet and the toes. Withdraw the mind from all other times and places. Bring your awareness to yourself where you are. Be aware of your being from head to toes and toes to head as you gently relax your toes, feet, relax your ankles, calf muscles, knees, thighs, and thigh joints. Relax your abdomen, base of the spinal column. Keep the spine straight and relaxed. Relax your stomach, chest, shoulders, neck and throat. Relax your face, eyes, eyebrows, and gently relax your forehead. Keep the body relaxed. And then now, gently bring your total awareness to your breathing, to your prana flow. And by watching, observing your breath, you will relax your nervous system. You will feel true relaxation. Therefore, let go of everything else. Just watch your breath. Exhale, count in the mind one. Inhale, count two. Exhale, one. Or any mantra along with your breath you may want to use. Inhale mantra, exhale mantra. Not to hold your breath, no pause between the breaths. It is a continuous flow, unbroken flow of breath. If your mind wanders off, you bring your mind back to your breathing, back to the breath. Inhale deeply, exhale slowly, gently and smoothly. Let go of your concerns. Let go of thinking. Not to join your thought process. Keep the body relaxed. Continue watching the breath as though you are breathing your mantra or counting. Exhale mantram, inhale mantram. Breathe in, inhale deeply as much as you can, but exhale slowly, smoothly, and gently. No jerks in your breath, no pause between the breaths. Breathe as though you are inhaling your mantra. Exhale as though you are exhaling your mantra, any mantra, whichever is easier and natural. maintain the awareness of your being, that you are fully aware of your being from head to toes and toes to head. Without breaking the breath awareness, let it flow uninterruptedly, unbrokenly, smoothly, and gently. Then let's bring our hands in prayer position before our heart. We'll begin with Om three times, all of us. Then invocation to the Guru, the one who dispels the darkness of ignorance, that is called Guru. Then the three sentences that we are to practice for 9 days, contemplation, Asatoma Sadgamaya, and then Shanti three times. Please join. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwaraha, Gurur Sakshat Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Asatoma Sadgamaya, Tamasoma Jyotir Gamaya, Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Please maintain the awareness of this Shanti, a peaceful state of mind, without breaking it. You gently bring your hands down and you open your eyes gently. And namaste, good evening once again to every one of you. Just want to recap for those who just joined or those who are new. We are celebrating Navaratri, 9 nights of Mother Divine, a special occasion that comes twice a year, in the month of March and in month of October. 9 days and 9 nights are dedicated to focus our mind to that aspect of the universal reality known as Mother, Mother of the Universe, known as Durga, the one who makes us capable, able, to deal with the difficulties. That is known as Durga. So we are celebrating that aspect, invoking a presence, thereby all 9 days cultivating the presence of Durga in our minds, in our heart. This is known as Satsanga. Satsanga, the meaning of Satsanga means company of truth. Sata, truth. Sangha means company, company of truth, or company of mind, like people. All of us have a same aim, same state of mind to celebrate, state of mind to achieve and experience and cultivate. So that gathering is known as Satsanga. So we are doing Satsanga for 9 nights, all the way till April 2nd. Today is being third day. In this celebration, we have chosen three sentences, three sutras to contemplate all day long, because we have ample time given by the nature. these 9 days are to be seen as from a philosophical structure. The spectrum of life needs to be filled with philosophy, not being a machine, not being a zombie, not being insensitive that I have to do this. Such as, I'll tell you one thing. We eat, but in a spiritual manner, in a philosophical manner, we don't eat to fill the stomach. We don't eat because we are hungry. No, that is not the reason. Your stomach will be filled automatically. You are eating to satisfy the Atman, Vishwatma. We do the grace, Vishwatma, Priyantam. Thereby, eating with that attitude in mind, eating with that intent with the mind, you are satisfying your Atman. And when the Atman is satisfied, the Paramatman being satisfied. There's a prayer for the grace when we say, Jnana Vairagya Siddhyartham Bhiksham Dehi Cha Parvati Mata Cha Parvati Devi Pita Devo Maheshwara. So Jnana Vairagya Siddhyartham means for the sake of knowledge. So that by eating the Anna, the food will nourish my mind and reaching me to the soul. Thereby I will receive the knowledge. And Vairagya means allowing my mind not to be distracted, not to be disturbed by any external forces. That is what a Vairagya means. So this satsanga is being dedicated to practice such so that in this very time, we are not feeling bored, lonely, rather than productive, useful, and achieving what needs to be achieved in life and around surrounding. So that is what satsanga. So what are those three contemplation? Number one, all day long, asato ma sadgamaya, lead me from darkness to the light. So your aim is that I am moving towards the path of light, the light within, so that in that light, I see the light of him or her, Mother Divine. Second sentence is, Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya. Lead me from darkness to the light. Lead me from untruth to the truth. And then mrityor ma amritam gamaya. Lead me from mortality to immortality. Immortality means where you have no more fears. That is what immortality means. Immortality doesn't mean that you will remain. No, you will remain calm. You will remain unaffected. The mind is not being fluctuating or fluctuated or not being on roller coaster at all times due to all kind of emotion, especially the force that we are invoking this evening, fear. Chandraghanta is the form of Mother Divine dealing with two aspects of life. Fears and victory over that fear. Ghanta, Chandra, the moon-like nature is remaining calm, even and serene. That is what moon represents. Veda mantra says, Chandrama manaso jata. Chandrama, the moon, directly affects the mind and mind affects the moon. So they are like synonymous to each other. Manaso jata, so that the quality of moon-like means your mind is at all times even, it doesn't fluctuate, is not on roller coaster due to emotion. Especially, we'll talk about fear, dar, avinivesh, fear of death, I will be seized, what if this is taken away from me, what if fear of unknown, what if this does not happen? What if this happens? So your mind is constantly thinking, what if? So this Chandra Ghanta, because of the moon-like mindedness, and Ghanta the bell, you are being awakened Bell is being ringing, awakened. Bell also means a sound principle that shatters the shanshaya, the cloud of conflict. That's what that vibration sound is. So this Chandra Ghanta is dedicated to an understanding by being in invoking her presence, dealing with all kind of fears, mostly fears of unknown, mostly fears of losing. What if? And you spend entire life with what if, rather than you being awakened, no, that is not the path. Ghanta, like a bell, is being ringing into your ears as a reminder. We tend to forget we are human beings. Our mind is filled with all kinds of emotions. So it is naturally for us to forget, especially something that is positive, something that is on path of realization. We forget that. Awareness is very hard to maintain and keep. That's why we all sit together in the form of satsanga and let's celebrate 9 days. I was also thinking as I was leading meditation that when 9 days are over, then what? The thought came to my mind, we can meet every evening and we dedicate one day to satsang, and Thursday evening I can sit with all of you again every Thursday and maintain the momentum that we have built, so that we are not, after 9 days, we don't know what happened and we forget. 9 days you were fine, maybe you did well, but then it will fade away slowly if you are not in touch with your own self, if satsanga is not. There's a saying in Sanskrit, many of you probably know and must have taught this word, satsangati kathaya kinna karoti punsam. Punsam means for the humans. Satsangati means the satsanga. Kathaya kinna, what cannot this satsanga do? It can do everything that is good. It can bring all that there is good to you, good for you, all can be brought just by satsanga. Satsanga is a necessary, I would say mandatory rather, on this era and this time of that we're living in the world. It is a mandatory to have satsanga. Otherwise, we feel lost. We are lost. At the level of individual level of our effort is not enough. Like we say, alone I cannot do, I can't practice alone. So collectively, once a week, if we can come, and in my tradition, we do Thursday, because Thursday is dedicated to the Guru, and all the teaching comes from the Guru. So this is what we are doing every evening for 9 days. There is a word in yoga science, also in the Vedas, but especially in yoga, it's very well defined, known as avinivesha. They speak of 5 kleshas in yoga. 5 kleshas means 5 stains that are put on personality. Stain, like this outfit I'm wearing, if it gets dirty, I will put it into machine laundry and it is washed. But if there is a stain may be not washed. So what would I do? After it's been washed, then I will only work on stain to remove. So what do I need? I need a stain remover to put on the stain, and then that stain will go away. So yoga speaks of 5 stains on personality. You may wash your personality with other practices of sadhana, but the stains need a stain remover. So we need to know what are those 5 stains. Avidya, asmita, rag, dvesh, avinivesh. 5. Avidya, asmita, rag, dvesh, avinivesh. Asmita means I am-ness, ahamkar, I am. Ego, which we call in modern language. Aham means I am. Aham kara, I am-ness, that I am. That is called asmita in yoga. And then comes avidya, ignorance. Ignorance is that I am unaware of my true nature, what we were talking yesterday. True nature being that I am ever free, ever pure, ever wise. Do we experience that in daily life, that I am ever free, ever pure, ever wise? We do not. Why? Why not? Because we are ignorant. We are unaware. Ignorant means we are unaware of that true nature of ourselves. So avidya. So avidya, asmita. Then raga, attachments. We have attachments. So those attachments allows us not to let go. You are holding. You are being so tense. You are always tense. You are under so much pressure. You are under so much tension because you don't want to let go. Something that you are fearful, something that you are afraid of. So you will hold on to. So that is called raga. Raga, actually, the literal meaning of raga means color. Raga means color, not the musical raga I'm talking about here, those who know the music. But raga means here color. Because our mind, why color? Because our mind is being colored by those emotions. So your mind sees all that. Your mind may not be seeing the truth. Your mind seeing the truth, your own personal truth. But that personal truth may not be total truth at all. Such as it is explained, if you wear red glasses, everything is red. Then you take that red glass off and put the green glasses on, then everything is green. Then you put a yellow glasses on, then everything is yellow. So in reality, whatever you are seeing, is it yellow? Is it green? Is it red? No, it is not. But you are seeing yellow because you are wearing yellow. You are seeing red because you are wearing red glasses. You are seeing green because you are wearing green glasses. So therefore, the reality is changing. And you believe because this is what I am seeing. This is what I know. Therefore, that must be the truth. No, not at all. Most time. So that is why raga. So avidya, asmita, raga. Dvesha means aversions, dislike. Dislike of this, dislike of that. So that dislike creates a barrier in personality. So open. Let your personality emerge from that limitations. That's what aversion, dvesha means. And most important, which is inherent in by birth in all of us, avinivesha, fear of death. Fear of death doesn't mean the death that we think of. No, that's what not it means. Fear of death means losing something in each and every second of your life. What if that is fear of death? That is avinivesha. So by knowing five stains, five kleshas on our personality, by knowing this third form of Mother Divine, that which deals with all these fears and stains of personality, we worship, we invoke her presence to remove all stains. Let me have victory, ghanta, ringing the bell, shattering all the clouds of sanshaya, clouds of conflict, so that you are victorious. You are vijayi. You are free. That's what Chandraghanta is saying. We need a ringing bell, awareness. That's why we do meditation, so that you develop a breath awareness. Breath awareness is not all. This breath awareness is not meditation. It is a first step to higher level of meditation. And if you have win, if you have won, if you have victory of over breath awareness, then the other steps become so easy. Breath is a vehicle. How it is vehicle? Because we have body and mind, two factors, your body and you have a mind. So in a day-to-day life, body and mind are never together. Mind is elsewhere thinking and body is something doing physical movement. So what meditation is doing? Bringing the mind and body together. Together. How would mind and body would be together? Because mind, nobody knows. Have you ever seen your mind? We do not know where mind is. So how are we going to bring that something that we have not seen ever? So it is explained in yoga that there is a body and there is a mind. And they are not connected. They are all scattered. They do not speak to each other. So the path of meditation, the first step which we practice every day, and we must practice every day to build a firm foundation, is to catch hold of something that which connects the body and the mind. And is that thread is known as breath. Shwasa, prashwasa, inhalation, exhalation is a thread that which connects the body and the mind. So forget about the mind, because people will start talking about what is mind, and they are lost into that jungle known as the mind. No, just simply get hold of that thread known as breath. So that's why in meditation, train your breath. So that when you get hold of your breath, then your body and mind will start coming together, because the breath is connected. That which connects the body and mind is known as breath. That's the way to go. Without breath, meditation cannot happen. Absolutely not. Because breath is a barometer for the mind. So how would I control my mind? How would I relax my mind? How would I clear my mind? Work with your breath. Because breath is a barometer for the mind. Anything that happens in the mind, breath is affected. Anything happens in the breath, mind is affected. Vice versa. So in order to have my mind with me, is a mind that which is clear, strong, stable, concentrated. I need to work with my breath. That's the path. That's the only way to overcome. Yesterday, somebody asked the question, that is, that mother helps go beyond mind. Yes, that mother is a breath, prana. Who gives you prana? The mother. You are born. And the moment you are born, that prana is being transferred. So that mother who is in the form of prana is breath. There is an entire science, prana vidya, taught in Upanishads. In Katha Upanishad, this is taught, prana vidya. And Brihadaranyak Upanishad, I think it is taught. It is an entire science known as prana vidya. Begins with breath awareness and then tiny bit pranayama. Pranayama is simply to expand that breath, that's all. But then pranavidya begins afterwards. So here today, this evening, as we are together, think, contemplate, say the name Chandraghanta. Just by saying the name Chandraghanta, it will create a certain vibration in your mind. Ghanta, Ghanta. Khadgam chakragadeshu chapa parighyan shulam bushundim shira shankham sandadatim karaistrinayanam sarvangabhushabratam neelashmadyutimasyapad dashakam seve mahakalikam yamasautsapite harau kamalajau hantum madhum kaitavam. Personification, symbolization, madhukaitav are two demons. They are in you and in us. So what that mother is doing by ringing the bell, shattering the two demons that are constantly fighting in the mind field. The first day I said, our lifespan according to Upanishad and Vedas is 100 years. So in those 100 years, this yuddha, this battle is constantly happening. Devasuram abhud yuddham purnam avad shatam pura mahishe suranam madipe devanam chapurandare. From Durga Saptashati, Chandi part. So, just during the day, repeat, say loudly, Chandraghanta, or Shailaputri, Brahmacharini. It will create a certain sound vibration around you. What will happen? The energy field will change. Especially these days, everything is being negativity everywhere. Oh, what will happen? Fear. We all are living with the fear. We talking about every night, because what this is what I read, that is what I hear. We do not know. I was talking to one of my friend and said, when this pandemic is going to end? That's one of the, and even I read this afternoon, this self-quarantine that we are doing for 14 days, especially those who came from out of town, And then they say they have completed their 14 days. Then what? What is next? Is a complicated question. Complex question, rather. Then after 14 days, then what? So that what need to be resolved. And this Chandra Ghanta will resolve if you dwell in that. Chandra, the moon, half crescent moon, situated, located on her forehead, looks like as though it's a bell at the of the temple or at the temple, constantly ringing to remind you, hey, uttishta jagrata prapya varan nibhodata. Uttishta, wake up. Get up. Uttishta means get up. Jagrata, wake up. Prapya varan nibhodata. Prapya means receive. Varan, that which is beneficial to you. Work towards something that is beneficial to you. So Upanishads say that. So this is what this Chandra Ghanta today on third day is telling us. Awake, don't live with fears. She, capital S, is with you because you are worshipping her for 9 days. You have invoked her presence. She, the Shakti, energy, form. She, the Kundalini in you. She, the Atma Tattva, the element that is known as Atman in you. Many forms. It starts with the physical body, Sharira. That which is made of Anna, the food. That's why Upanishads say Annam Brahma. That's why in India we pay lots of homage, lots of respect to Anna, the food. Food is not simply just to fill your hunger. No. Food is to nourish and cherish and expand the prana. That's what the food means. There's an entire science known as food sadhana. So this form of Mother Divine today is dedicated to remove the fear and get the victory over. Vijayi bhava. May you be victorious and never be influenced, never be distracted, never be disturbed by any kind of fear. And the source, the core of fear is avinivesha, fear of death, fear of losing something. What if? So our mind always goes to the negative path, never or seldomly to the positive. Because I said at the first day, negative powers are more powerful, not positive. Because we tend to feed more negative powers. We feed them so much. We're giving so much food to the negativity. Therefore, we are strengthening them. And then we complain, gee, I can't think positive. I'm too negative. Well, you strengthen them. You fed them so well. So don't feed. Go to the positive. Yoga Sutra also talks about this mind as an energy force, as an the energy Shakti. Says this is like a river. And that river flows two ways, Kalyan and Akalyan. Mind being as a river flowing into two directions. And then you have a choice which direction you want your river to flow. And the two directions are Kalyana, the path of beneficial, that which is beneficial to you. And Akalyana, that which is not benefit to you, that takes you away from your own nature, from your own life. So we want our river, mana, mind, to flow towards Kalyana. Kalyana means that which is beneficial to me, that which is uplifting to me, that which will lead me every day to come closer to my own being, so that I am balanced, so that I am concentrated, so that I am intact with one awareness that I have capacity, I have ability, and I am able to do, I can do, and I will do, I am going to do. My master used to say these sentences, Swami Ram of the Himalayas, every day. That you have to tell yourself, I am going to do, I will do it, I should do it, I must do it. The affirmation, because you need it, that bell. You need Chandra Ghanta in life, that she's constantly ringing. The moment your mind wanders off in this direction, your mind wanders off in that direction, the bell is being ringed, like a school bell. All students know now time to go to class. How do you know? Well, the bell, that's what bell tells you. You know, when you go at the temple, and I'm sure everybody gone to the temple, but the moment you enter, you ring the bell. Why? Dhvani, the sound vibration principle, that which brings everything into oneness, number one. Bell means awakened, that hey, you are not going there with all the junk of the world. Just leave that at the door. And that's why we remove our feet, why remove our shoes from before you enter in the temple. Because shoes represent the dirt of the mind, dirt of the world is being kept outside, not going inside. That's why you remove shoes. Otherwise, if you take shoes into the mandir, God is not going to be angry. You are not creating any sin, any pap by taking your shoes. No, it's grained in your mind that way. So you are fearful about what if I take shoes, God is going to get angry? No, I do not think so. It simply is a symbolic meaning in your mind, if you understand that by taking shoes off is that all the junk of the world that is in my mind, keeping me away from my true nature, I am leaving at the door and then entering with the free mind into the mandir, into the temple, so that I can meditate and I can concentrate in that form, that which will invoke the presence in me, that I am self-realized one day, someday. That's what this Chandra Ghanta is, a very important word. Tritiyam Chandra Ghanteti. Tritiyam is third one. So we are doing this Chandra Ghanta today. Thank you. I hope this mantra that we've been reciting, Sarva Mangala Mangale Shive Sarvartha Sadhike Sharane Trayambake Gauri Narayani Namostute. When you are doing your chores during, you know, all day long, this something that you haven't done, you are now doing it because you have time. What do? Physically, you may be performing. Let's say you are washing the dishes, or you are anything, you know, that you do, household job. In your mind, just keep reciting this. You will be, it will be pleasant. You will not get bored, number one. You will not get agitated. You will not get, grouchy about it. How much do I have to do? Just Sarva Mangala Mangale Shive Sarvartha Sadhike Sharan. It's like a melodious vibration of the names of the mother that is dedicated to invoke this attitude in my mind, that everything is going to be mangala, everything going to be well and auspicious and filled with joy and bliss. Just keep singing. And then back of your mind, you are walking in that path, because we want to have that foundation. Lead me from darkness to the light. Lead me from untruth to the truth. Lead me from mortality to immortality. Those are your like sandals you have wore. So you're walking on those. And in your mind, you have created a melody, like listening to a song. It's an eternal song that is constantly invoking the presence of divinity in you. Divinity, divine. Otherwise, asura, that which is not divine, will play a role. And which plays the role, because we have so much emotions, especially negative emotions. Those are all asura. Asura means the one is not sura, devata is not divine. Asura. A is a prefix. Sura means divine, and non-divine is asura. So you don't want asura to be awakened. Do not feed asura. Therefore, you constantly keep put that ointment or eraser of the mantra, that Sarva Mangala Mangale. I don't know how much time we have, but maybe let's do that tomorrow. I want to speak of a word mantra, and what mantra means, and how many type of mantras are there, and what does it mean to us when we say, I am doing mantra. What are you doing? A lot of people have asked me, these are words. So you can recite any words. Why this is specific mantra? What does why does it call mantra, and why does this doesn't call mantra? So let's speak about tomorrow. You know, there are Bij mantras. What does Bij mantra means, and what does simply mantra means, and all that. And even the in the Durga Saptasati, there are 700 mantras are there. All of them are mantras. What does that really mean? Let's speak on that tomorrow. And tomorrow's form is Kushmanda, another form. Beautiful Kushmanda. Kushmandeti chaturthakam. Kushmanda will bring such an awareness in you that you will start appreciating you. Appreciate yourself. Don't put yourself down. Thank you very much. Wish you well. Happy Navratri again, those who have joined today. Welcome to Satsanga, and we'll continue this Satsanga after even 2nd of April, once a week. We'll be giving you information as such. So please feel free to ask questions if you may have any.
Pandaji, somebody wanted to know the meaning of... our opening prayer, Sahana Vavatu. Maybe you can address it tomorrow.
Sahana Bhavatu is a prayer of harmony. Harmony means may there be a harmonious state of my being. I am the body, I am the breath, I am the mind. So may my body, breath, and the mind be harmonious. May there not be any conflict in them. So harmony, harmonious state of mind. That is what Sahana Bhavatu is. Yes, we will do that. Sahana Bhavatu means together. Sah means together. Avatu means may we speak together. Sahana Bhunaktu, may we eat together. May we perform our duties together. I will explain tomorrow in detail. And I did in the first day that one of the line in that prayer of harmony is which is most important to remember among all the meaning, and that is prayer should be every day when you wake up, that may my mind never should turn away from the divine. Because you can get against. A lot of people say, well, I don't believe in this. I don't believe in God. What do? Are you going to argue? No. If you don't believe, you don't believe. Swami Vedi used to say to those people, those who don't believe in God, he is wonderful. He said, yes, don't believe. No problem. But you can't deny yourself. You believe in yourself. Oh, yeah, I believe. Well, that yourself is like a God within. Yeah, that's how he used to explain. So we'll do that prayer of harmony tomorrow for sure. Any other question? See you then tomorrow, and keep the mantra going all day. Saramangal and Asatoma Sadgamaya. And wish you very well. Namaste.
I'll just make one quick announcement for new people who joined in today. If you would like to contribute towards Guru Dakshina for Pandaji, please log on to our Chinmaya Mission website, and you will see on the homepage a donate sign, and you can just click out there and donate through either Visa or PayPal. Or if you don't want to do that, just go into treasurers@ chinmayamissioncalgary.org, and I will post it tomorrow when at the start of the meeting.
Or I'll make it very light before you go. Or if that is all complicated, you can give me your credit card number.
Yeah, that will work too.
Then no problem. I will do everything. You don't have to do. Just give me the number, expiry date.
Yes. Thank you. Hariyam Pandiji.
Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Thank you. Namaste. See you tomorrow. Same time. Namaste. Hariyam.
Recording.